Now, some of you were giving out to us on the show yesterday about raising the concerns that some parents have over the administration of the cervical cancer vaccine Gardasil to young girls. A growing number of parents, it would seem, who seem to be a growing number, have concerns over the possible side effects of this drug. The European Commission have confirmed they're to look at these concerns. Some of you said we were scaremongering in the highlighting of these concerns on the show in the past 2 days, when the medical authorities still said the vaccine has been tested and is safe. Others said they were not worried. They were now worried, having already allowed their daughters to have the vaccine. We asked a representative from the HSE to come on the programme to talk about Gardasil and the dangers or not, and they didn't take up our invitation, but they did release a statement, some of which I'll read. I haven't got time to read it all, but basically they point out that the HSE is guided by the Health Products Regulatory Authority and the recommendations made by the National Immunisation Advisory Committee. HSE say Gardasil is considered safe and well tolerated. The most frequently reported side effects are local redness and or swelling at the point of injection and fever. These are typical and usually mild and temporary reactions to any kind of vaccination. Fainting has occurred after vaccination with Gardasil, especially adolescents, they say. Less common reported side effects from Gardasil include pain in the ejected arm and bruising and itchiness at the injection site, and rarely hives and a wheeze occur. Like most vaccines, severe allergic reactions are extremely rare. But more importantly, they point out that there is no evidence of long-term conditions caused by Gardasil, side effects from Gardasil. In some countries, there have been deaths reported following this vaccination. However, further investigation has shown that none of these deaths were casually associated with the HPV vaccine, as Gardasil, and were due to other unrelated causes such as drowning, malaria, and an undiagnosed tumour. The controversy, however, continues. Sligo-based herbalist and nutritionist Gabriel McSharry contacted us following the show yesterday. To say what, Gabriel? To say that you've been warning about this for some time, is that right?
Well, I found it interesting yesterday your show on Ocean FM, Niall, covering the topic, and there was a number of speakers talking about the amount of girls that have experienced adverse effects, some severe, to the vaccine in Ireland. It's up on probably 1,000 girls now, I think, and the reason I got in contact was I wrote an article about this 4 years ago in March 2011, and published in a local newspaper, Sligo Weekender, and it was on the back of, at the time, the Minister for Health refused to implement the vaccine programme because of the recession. You know, we don't have the money, and what I was saying at the time was it's a good thing that it's not being rolled out, not because we don't have the cash, but because of it's been rolled out in the States for a number of years now, and it's shown to be dangerous, this vaccine, you know, and it reported certain effects as paralysis, seizures, miscarriage, and this is prior to rolling it out in Ireland. So at the time, I was just warning that not to rush into this vaccine program, and it's probably best to research it a bit further before rolling it out in Ireland.
Okay, but is that not what you expect the HSE to do and the Department of Health to do and the government to do on our behalf? Is that not what we can least expect, that we don't have to do the work on researching this?
Exactly. It's a very complex area, you know, and I suppose the average person isn't supposed to be able to wade through reams and reams of research, but the bottom line is, the writing is on the wall with this vaccine, Niall, in the US since 2007. And, you know, vaccines were originally developed to protect the public from extreme contagious disease spread, primarily by air. But now this vaccine, which is could possibly be dangerous, is being mandated with the hope that it will guard against diseases that require very intimate contact. It's a sexually transmitted virus. And so it's kind of a different way of looking at the prevention program. And, you know, if there was, if it was completely safe and there was no reports of any damage from the vaccine, then it would be great. But, I mean, this is what was in the arena and the data at the time 4 years ago, before we rolled it out in Ireland. So I think you know, deadly blood clot, acute respiratory failure, cardiac arrest. You know, these were all reported and linked to the vaccine in America. So it's, you know, it obviously the HSC decided to roll it out, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's safe.
Okay, well, can any, we've asked this question the last number of days, can any medicine be regarded ultimately as safe? Aren't there side effects to every medicine we take? Isn't it inevitable that some people will have side effects, be it, as they say, swelling or fainting or bruised arms or whatever? Is that not par for the course with all vaccines?
It is. And but regards to this vaccine, the rare instance where it does have serious side effects, they're very serious. And, you know, in France now, a legal case was closed. The judge ruled that the vaccine caused MS in a person. The Spanish courts are running a lot of cases regarding it. You know, it just seems to be more dangerous than most of the immunizations that are recommended today. And it's regarding a virus that's transmitted through sexual contact. You know, it's not an airborne disease here. This, so, you know, it's rolled out in the interests of preventative medicine, and that's the way forward. But, you know, let's be real here. True preventative medicine, you know, talk to your kids about human papillomavirus. The infection is sexually transmitted, so, you know, it's 100% preventable through lifestyle choices.
All right.
Keep your immune system strong. You know, these are the more obvious things.
Okay, so you don't think the cervical cancer vaccine is an absolute necessity for young girls to get?
No, I don't. I think the key is, with all infections, is to keep the immune system robust. Certain lifestyle choices can prevent this human papillomavirus by 100%. And, you know, regular exercise, healthy eating, eliminate sugar, get adequate sleep, rest, minimize stress. All of these things are extremely powerful for the immune system that is capable of fighting off the majority of viral infections that we're exposed to. And there is maybe 100 human papillomavirus strains that we can be exposed to. Some cause warts, some cause or are linked to the cancers. The vaccine covers you for about four of them. So if you contract 94 other strains of the virus, you're out of luck. And so, you know, it's when you look into it a bit more, it's not as simple as get the vaccine and you won't get a certain type of cancer in the future. You know, it's, in my opinion, quite a weak preventable measure. And now we've seen that there's a lot of healthy girls who got the vaccine and within a very short period of time are very ill, severely ill. So it's just... I would encourage parents and girls themselves to do their own research. Yes, you're right, Niall. The HSE should do this for us and have our best interests at hand. But for this one, I'm encouraging people to look into it themselves. And some of the speakers you had on yesterday, I think of a website with a lot of information on it. And, you know, as I say, I highlighted this 4 years ago before it was rolled out in Ireland. And at that time, we knew of a lot of cases coming from the States where it was being used, where girls were severely damaged, causing a lot of immune disorders and, as I say, paralysis and seizures. And that case in France, the judge ruled that it you know, triggered multiple sclerosis in a person.
All right, okay, the argument continues. And you've heard the HSE response this morning. Gabriel, thanks for your time this morning. Gabriel McSharry there, nutritionist and herbalist. One lady has texted in to say that she agreed that her daughters should be administered the vaccine, Gardasil, and regrets the day she ever allowed it to happen because they all had an allergic reaction to it, ranging from headaches to a very sore arm, and one of her daughters fainted after getting the vaccine.